It's time to head into the barn. This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn. In the barn. Talking horse racing news, events, and a whole lot more. Here's your host, Jason Bean.
All right, a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the barn, the Bet America Radio Network. We are very pleased that you joined us here on your Tuesday. Going to be joined here on the show today by trainer Kieran McLaughlin, who's got a big entry in the Fountain of Youth Stakes coming up this weekend. Mohaman, his undefeated three-year-old, who is very much at the top of many people's Kentucky Derby lists. Kieran said he could fit us in a little bit in what is a very busy week for him, so he'll join us here in a little bit on the show. We got Dubai stuff with California Chrome coming up this week, and of course a huge card at Gulfstream on Saturday, so we'll be kind of leading up to all those events as we go throughout the week. I did want to talk about California Chrome, who was entered in a handicap race in Dubai, sparked a little controversy today, which shouldn't be controversy. The five-year-old son of Lucky Pulpit, who is rated as one of the highest, you know, world or the time form rating of the, you know, of the horses. He's 121, which is the highest rated in the field by a mile. And he was assigned a weight of 132 pounds. So he's given away between 15 and 27 pounds to his rivals, which is a lot. In terms of what we see here in the U.S., to me, it actually seems a little bit more like a handicap. I feel like sometimes in U.S. handicap racing, you know, Bobby Frankel used to complain about it a lot, you know, would it be 2 or 3 pounds higher? And, you know, when I used to help weight horses at Portland Meadows for some of our handicaps, and it just seems so arbitrary to weight, you know, 10 horses with only like 8 pounds total difference. You know, you have the favorite at 125 and you have the next one at 124 and the next one maybe skips down to 122. Like to me, this seems like a real handicap. I mean, you know, giving away that much weight and he's going a mile and a quarter. So, you know, if you are somebody that thinks weight does matter, then a mile and a quarter race carrying an extra 15 to 27 pounds could be a very good chance to bet against California Chrome. And don't forget, we'll have all the action for you from Dubai at betamerica.com. You can check out our live blog that goes on. Free PPs are available on Wednesday morning. So tomorrow morning, the program and PPs will be available for the Dubai racing. There's also tip sheets that will be available tomorrow morning as well. So be sure to follow us along for the live blog as California Chrome makes his Dubai debut as he's prepping, obviously, for the $10 million World Cup where he finished second last year and picked up a cool $2 million. I remember somebody was saying about how stupid that move was. They were saying, oh, it was a stupid move to go to Dubai last year. It kind of, you know, knocked him out for the rest of the year. It's like he made $2 million in one race. Like, how is that? I mean, you know, he would have had to have won a whole bunch of handicaps around here to got up to $2 million. So I don't know. I sure didn't think it was a bad idea. And people get on the connections, I guess. But, you know, he's a gelding that's not going to be worth a lot as a sire because he's not really regally bred. So, you know, he's a stud. I mean, and, you know, they're not going to sell him for $30 million to a stud farm. So, you know, you kind of got to run him like a gelding in the sense that run him for the most money you can. And if you got a horse who's going to be favored in a $10 million race, I don't care how long the plane ride is, you send him. Yeah. So we're going to be debuting a new song parody today. And I wanted to kind of give a little bit of the background because I think it's a little bit interesting how the song is about somebody who I'm a big fan of, Andy Serling. We've talked about Andy with the Andy Serling game here on the show. And Andy got into a little bit of a tussle on Twitter, as Andy does, because Andy speaks his mind, which is why I like him on Twitter and just in general. And it kind of began a lively discussion about, you know, how to criticize riders and be respectful of it. I don't think anybody, especially, you know, somebody in Andy's position, you know, takes riders for granted, knows they're putting their life on the line, and you know, every time they go out there. Nobody's disputing that. So Andy makes a comment. He says, what exactly is Julian Leperu been doing for the last week since he has clearly paid no attention to the dirt races at Gulfstream Park? And so a couple minutes later, Julian, sitting in the jocks room, comes back with him and says, please, I got beat 20-plus lengths, LOL. It's not always the jockey's fault. And then Andy comes back with, your job is to give the horse its best possible chance to win for the betters and connections, and you did the opposite. So it was pretty strong words, and a lot of people were saying Andy was out of line. A lot of people were saying, hey, he's saying, you know, what he feels and how he means. I've always been of the thought that I like. I like when handicappers and in-house guys speak how they feel. I feel like Andy, when in his Twitter and in his comments, talks and speaks exactly how he would if we were sitting at the track together with no camera on. But the camera being on, obviously, you know, it magnifies what you say. And Twitter also magnifies what you say when you have, you know, thousands of followers. He's probably got over 10,000 followers at this point. So I saw a couple people. I know Matt the Dinnerman, the Emerald announcer, had said, you know, oh, there's ways to talk to about jockeys and, you know, not bash them and do it with more class. And I saw a few other people who were saying, Andy was out of line. And so a friend of mine from Gulfstream saw it, and he says, you know, didn't you think that was out of line? And I said, well, I said it's his opinion. That's what he's getting paid for. And handicappers want to hear his opinion. He's one of the guys whose opinion is valued by a lot of people. And, you know, my friend said, well, what would you say if you were an announcer and he was saying how shitty your race calls were? And I said, well, I'd probably be pretty pissed off. But so we got into a little debate about whether or not, you know, whether he's out of line or not out of line. And, you know, in the end, I want, from an in-house handicapper, I want him to say what they think, say what they truly feel. I don't want him to – I hate when you get an in-house handicapper who just – you know, a horse has no shot or it had a terrible ride or something. And there's like, oh, he had a bad trip. No, he didn't have a bad trip. You know, I prefer guys that are a little more upfront and honest. And, you know, I think where Julian was obviously upset is the implication of Andy's second comment was that either A, Julian was being lazy and not paying attention, or B, he wasn't trying. And to say that a jockey's not trying is obviously, you know, that brings in a whole nother can of worms. So anyway, so that leads us all up to this week's song parody, which is a dedication and a tribute to Andy and Julian and this whole situation. It's sung to the legendary song Mandy by Barry Manilow. And so here it is, Andy.
The jockeys were frightened, 'cause they knew bad rides would end up on Twitter. Oh man, the rail was bad that day at the track. Running there would make you finish last, but Julian tried it, and then Andy fried him. Now it's a mess. The stewards are calling, oh Andy, well, you've pissed off all of the jockeys, especially Leporeau. Oh Andy, your opinions were so strong that the riders thought they were all poo-poo. Oh Andy, Twitter is a loaded gun. We all think that it's just for fun, but say the wrong thing and people will tattle. The handicappers love it, but the jockeys will battle. Oh Andy, well, you pissed off all of the jockeys, especially Leporeau. Oh Andy, your opinion was so strong that the riders, they all thought you were poo-poo. Oh, Andy. Yesterday the rail sucked worse than the outside. The jockey who listened, well, they all went five wide. Oh, Andy, well, you pissed off all of the jockeys, especially Leporeau. Oh, Andy, your opinions were so strong that the riders thought you were full of poo-poo. Oh, Andy.
All right, so there's this week's song parody, Andy. Hope everybody enjoyed that. I get a kick out of it, so what the hell. Anyways, we're going to be joined by Kieran McLaughlin here in just a second as he is training Mo Heyman up to the Fountain of Youth Stakes, which is coming up this weekend. One of the interesting things about the Fountain of Youth, and we don't see this, it seems like you get the undefeated horses. Usually there's one in each kind of big race, if that. And looks like three of them are pointing toward the Fountain of Youth, which should make it a really interesting race. And with Nyquist now declaring that he's going toward the Florida Derby, the situation in Florida looks really, really salty right now. There's a lot of really good horses. So wouldn't be surprised if maybe some of the horses that had been planning on staying in Florida, if they finish well, might try to avoid Mo Heyman and Nyquist and some of these other monsters. But it's always interesting to see. Florida is obviously produced a number of Derby winners over the last many years. California has as well. Arkansas has had a couple. There hasn't been one come out of Kentucky in a little while, Louisiana in a long while, and New York in quite a while. So there certainly seems like Florida and California, and to some degree Arkansas, have kind of stamped themselves as, right now the real top three circuits to prep on to lead into the Kentucky Derby. I suppose you can count Turfway Park as Kentucky, where Animal Kingdom came from to win his Kentucky Derby a couple of years ago. So we're going to head out to our first break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by trainer Kieran McLaughlin to talk about his horse Mo Heyman and some of his other runners that he has coming up, including Frosted, who's heading for the Dubai World Cup. Don't forget, great racing from Dubai coming up on a Thursday morning, and you can have free PPs and tip sheets, as well as a live blog here at betamerica.com, and the tip sheets and program both available tomorrow morning. On Wednesday mornings, they're available at betamerica.com and betamerica.com/extra. So we're going to head out to a short timeout. We come back, trainer Kieran McLaughlin joining us on the show. It's The Barn, the Bet America Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Chantel Sutherland Cruz, and want to tell you all about betamerica.com. It's the coolest place to bet on horse racing on over 200 racetracks from America and around the world. New players receive 100% bonus on your first deposit, up to $300. That's the best sign-up bonus available today. It's time to play the Bet America way.
All right, welcome back to the Bet America Radio Network, and we are pleased to go out to the phones and be joined by trainer Kieran McLaughlin. Kieran, how are you?
Great, thanks.
It's great to have you on, Kieran. I was talking to a friend of mine today when I told her I was going to have you on the show, and her first order of business was, she goes, find out how to properly say his name. Is it McGlock or McLaugh?
McLaughlin.
Okay, perfect. Big weekend coming up for you. You got the 3-year-old Mo Heyman, who's just been sensational. How's he training up to the Fountain of Youth?
Great. He's doing very well.
There's some talented runners in this Fountain of Youth. I think this is probably going to be his toughest race to date, wouldn't you think?
Yes, very tough. Awesome banners, undefeated, very fast horse. Awesome speed, is a nice horse. And obviously Zulu from Todd Fletcher's is undefeated. So it's a very strong group, the toughest race for Mo Heyman yet, but we're doing great and just hope we draw well. And not 10 of 10, going into that first turn, something like that. But he's doing very well.
Yeah, it's an interesting configuration there. And the Fountain of Youth, not too much different from the last race he won, which is the short stretch mile and a 16th, right?
Yeah, correct. Same exact race.
And so, but obviously he's been proven at the mile and eighth distance, so the distance isn't a question mark for him. He looked great on the Gulfstream surface last time. Is that where he's based at training?
No, he's based at Palm Meadows.
Oh, okay.
We're trained at Palm Meadows. We shipped down. But he handled everything well last time, and we anticipate him to handle everything well again. But it's tougher horses, so we hope we can handle the horses.
Kieran McLaughlin joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. Now, you've had horses on the Derby Trail before, but is it different having a horse who, early on in the Derby Trail is considered a top horse, a little more eyes on you throughout the early part of the process?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want to be in this spot, even though I haven't been there before. Mm. To be 4-for-4 at this time, he's the best 3-year-old we've had at this time, and hopefully he will keep going.
Yeah, I mean, he's what do you think made him kind of special early on? Because he looked very mature and very well-developed as a young horse.
Yeah, he's just very talented, effortless in his movement. He trains fabulous, never gets tired, and has a great mind. He's a total package, and it's just a privilege to have him in the barn.
When you have horses like him, you know, and it's this stage in the Derby trail, do you kind of try not to think too far ahead and just kind of focus on whatever's next?
Yeah, you have to always look ahead and make a plan, you know, and we do that well. We back up from May 7th to where you want to be and what race we're playing for prior to that. And then, so we're on a great schedule. We had 4 weeks in between the Holy Bull, the Fountain Youth, then 5 weeks to the Florida Derby and 5 weeks to the Kentucky Derby. So you always have to look ahead, which we do, but this horse makes it easy because he has no issues and he's just very talented.
When you hear a horse like Nyquist is coming for the Florida Derby, do you for a second even reconsider your plan, or do you just say bring it on with who you got?
No, I mean, we will be nominated to all prep races, and we could adjust if it's raining, if it's this, if it's that, if it gets real hot, mm-hmm. and he's not doing as well down here, we want to go where it's colder, we could do that. So I wouldn't avoid a horse. We're going to have 19 other horses in the starting gate mm-hmm. on May 7th. So, you know, if Nyquist comes, he comes. There's $1 million bonus for him. I understand that. But let's just hope we both get there still on April 2nd.
Yeah, it'll make the Florida Derby pretty darn exciting if those two horses come in there, especially undefeated. Kieran McLaughlin joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. One question I had about when you have a two-year-old in training, you know, like a young Mo Heyman, how do you go upon picking a rider? Do you just use whoever the best guy is available, or do you try to, like, match certain style of horses with riders early on?
No, it's a good question, but Irad Ortiz worked him twice for us, and he was going to ride him. And then he had to go to parks that day for the Pennsylvania Derby. And Junior Alvarado was available because other jockeys were out of town. And he rode him the first time and he won on it. So we didn't want to change riders.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, once you see that he's proven on him. And I thought Junior rode a very nice race last time out because he kind of, you know, he had to battle a little bit on the turn there. But Mohamed just looked so good down the stretch last time out at Gulfstream.
Yes. He's ridden him well every time, so, yeah, we're not going to make any changes.
You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Frosted as well. I saw you interviewed in the paddock before his last win in Dubai, and you looked really, really just kind of happy to be back in Dubai. How special is it for you to go back there, not just with a good horse, but just in general?
It's great to go back. I lived there 10 years. My wife and kids were there with me for 8 of those years, and it was fabulous to go back and see Maidan for the first time, and be able to see His Highness Sheikh Mohammed at the races was great. A lot of old colleagues and friends, and it was just fabulous. And then to have two winners on the night was great with Confrontation and Frosted. So it was fabulous. And we're going to go back again for World Cup night, hopefully, and run 3 or 4 horses and hopefully have some luck.
Has Dubai, the city, changed a lot since you lived there?
It changes every year. I went in 23 years ago, and it's a totally different place from 1993. The more buildings and more roads and everything changes, but it's beautiful and great, and they've done a wonderful job. It's a great place to go visit.
You know, Frosted, his race last time out, he really kicked clear nice down the stretch. Do you think he's just getting better? Is maybe part of it that he's not having to run against American Pharoah every time? What was your impression of that first start back there?
It was a great run, and it might have improved some, but probably the biggest benefit is no American Pharoah. So that was a big plus, and he beat a nice group and set a track record. But it's nice to not have to face the Triple Crown winner.
You know, when Frosted was chasing him in the Belmont Stakes, you know, obviously, you know, your horse is running second, and, you know, you're rooting for him and everything. But did part of you just kind of check out for a few seconds down the lane and enjoy watching the history being made?
Yes, we did. My wife and kids were with me, and we started applauding at the 8th pole when we knew we weren't going to beat him. We were happy to be present for the Triple Crown.
Kieran McLaughlin joining us for just another minute or so here on the Bet America Radio Network. I had read in your bio page that you were once a jockey agent for Chris Antley. Is that right?
Yes, I was for a year and a half.
Now, he was a little bit before my time, but I've heard stories that he was just an amazing rider.
Yeah, top jockey, very good rider, and rode a lot of nice horses, and we won several grade ones, and it was nice to work with him.
Was that before you decided to become a trainer?
Yeah, I was in between assistant to Wayne Lucas and going to Dubai to start my training career. So it was fun and a good experience. I learned a lot about, you know, riding races and placing horses and just a lot when I was a jock's agent.
One last thing I wanted to ask you. I remember the movie First Saturday in May. You guys were featured with Jazzle in the run-up to the Kentucky Derby that year. Your guys' stable with your brother Neil, it just seemed like you guys were having a blast. Do you guys still have a lot of family that works for the stable?
Yeah, it's a lot of the same people. We don't have a big turnover of people. And Neil's in Dubai with Foster and the team there. And his wife is here with me, Trish. She's been with us like 15 years. So we have a great team of people, and we're having fun.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was a great atmosphere. And I remember there was the scene where you guys were breaking out the cooler full of beers and said, you know what, we're going to have fun. And we had a long shot. What the heck?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Yeah. Kieran McLaughlin joins us. Well, Kieran, I really appreciate a little bit of your time, and best of luck this weekend with the Fountain of Youth and Mohaven going forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kieran McLaughlin joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You are...
Hello, this is Kayla Stratt, and I'm here to tell you all about BetAmerica.com. It is the fastest growing legal, safe, and secure website to place all your bets on horse racing. BetAmerica covers over 200 racetracks from North America, the UK, and my home country, Australia. New players to BetAmerica receive a 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $300. That's the best sign-up bonus available today. It's time to play the BetAmerica way.
All right, so my thanks to trainer Kieran McLaughlin for joining us here in the Bet America Radio Network, and I'm sure a busy week for him, so the fact that he could squeeze out a few minutes for us, really appreciate it. Talk about his fantastic horse, Mohaven. I was down at NHC when Mohaven won his last race in the Holy Bull there at Gulfstream, and I was actually standing next to Vic Stoffer when the race was going off, and I remember him saying afterwards, he goes, now that is a running horse. And he was sure right, man. It was interesting, because on the turn, he looked like he was starting to get pushed a little bit. But man, when they straightened out, you know, and you know, you kind of find out where the class is, and man, he just poured it on and looked so good. And it's just going to be a fantastic Saturday coming up at Gulfstream. I'm looking at the stakes book here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stakes races on the card, including the $400,000 Fountain of Youth, which is the Grade 2 feature. The one I'm also really excited about is the Devona Dale, which is a Grade 2 for $200,000. It's probably going to be a small field, but this horse, Catherine Sophia, who is another one who ran when I was down at the NHC, man, she has just been awesome so far in her career. John Service, I remember after the race, he was sitting there, he had his hands behind his back, and I think it was Gabby Gunnett who was interviewing him, and he just had a big grin. I think he knows he's got a real, real, real solid horse in Catherine Sophia, and I'm just really excited to see her go. And she's going to get some tough challengers. She's going to face Grade 2 winner Louis Bay, who won the Demoiselle Stakes at Aqueduct this past November 20th, so Thanksgiving weekend, the Chad Brown trainee, and she's been down in Florida training, and is going to cut back to the one-turn mile, and something she's done well at before, so you know, the trip shouldn't be a problem for her. But Karina Mia is also another one who is listed to possibly go, as well as Dearest, who's another unbeaten horse. But I'm really, really high on Catherine Sophia, so I'm looking forward to seeing her run in the Devona Dale Stakes, which is part of that huge card. The Here Comes the Bride for three-year-old fillies on the grass. The Palm Beach Stakes for three-year-olds on the grass, both of those at 8.5 furlongs. The Gulfstream Park Sprint, $100,000, going 6.5 furlongs. The Canadian Turf Course, or Turf Stakes, which is $150,000 for the older milers. Just a nonstop slew of big races on Saturday at Gulfstream. And actually not a ton going on around the country with exception to that. The Busher Stakes for three-year-old fillies going 8.5 furlongs, a mile and a 16th up at Aqueduct. Sam Houston's got a nice card. In fact, I'm actually working on getting Deshaun Parker, who's a jockey down there at Sam Houston, on the show later this week. Deshaun's had a fantastic career. Primarily at Mountaineer was a lot of his success, and now he's kind of ventured out a couple of times, and he's fared real well down at Sam Houston. He's an interesting guy and has had an interesting career, so looking forward to talk with him. I spoke with his agent today, and he said he didn't think it would be any problem to get Deshaun on the show this week. So looking forward to hopefully chat with him. I actually met Deshaun, his dad, Daryl, who was a steward in Ohio, and Daryl is a big dude. I mean, like, I'm 6'4", and if I remember right, Daryl was looking me right in the eye, and he was built, you know, like a big man. And I remember somebody said, that's Deshaun Parker's dad. And I'm, you know, looking at this guy that's 6 foot something and, you know, well into the two bills. I'm thinking, how on earth is your son a jockey? So, but excited to get Deshaun on the show. Barbara Livingston's supposed to be coming on the show pretty soon. And also we're going to be joined by a representative from Coolmore Ashford to talk about American Pharoah and his new career. Scott Calder, who's the sales and marketing guy, supposed to be joining us for tomorrow's show. So lots of really great guests coming up. If you have guests you want to hear from, please email me, barn@betamerica.com. If you want to come on the show, maybe as a guest handicapper for a Friday show to look ahead to the weekend, or if you want to recap with me on the shows on Monday, shoot me an email, barn@betamerica.com. You can also find me at Twitter, @BeamyAwards, as well as... or also, we're @BetAmerica for the BetAmerica account. So lots of ways to get a hold of the show, and please feel free to contact if you ever have questions or comments, or like I said, if you want to hear certain guests. I found that guests are pretty cool about coming on. Like, you send them an email or give them a call and say, hey, you know, fit us in. It's a podcast. We can record it whenever you want. I've recorded interviews at 11 o'clock at night and record a couple at 6 o'clock in the morning. So the beauty of podcast is that we can be flexible as people making the show, and you can be flexible as listeners. And listen whenever you want. You can find the show on the iTunes app. All sorts of ways to get a hold of the show. Again, a big weekend coming up. Excited for the Fountain of Youth Stakes. Don't forget to check out our promotions page at betamerica.com/extra. The Road to the Kentucky Derby promo started a couple weeks ago with the El Camino Real Derby, the Southwest, and now also the Risen Star Under the Belt. So coming up this week is the Fountain of Youth Stakes. So let's say you put a couple of bucks to win on Mo Heyman in the Fountain of Youth, and Mo Heyman goes on to win. If Mo Heyman makes the starting gate in the Kentucky Derby, then you'll have a win wager on him for that. So if you bet some 50-1 shot in the Fountain of Youth this weekend and it wins, you have a win ticket on that one if it makes the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby. So check out that Road to the Kentucky Derby promo at betamerica.com/extra. Just click on the promotions calendar for more information. So we're going to call that a show, and we'll be back with more fun and frivolity with you tomorrow. Hope everybody enjoyed the Andy Serling song. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Trainer Karen McLaughlin, and we look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. The Bet America Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow in the barn.